I think that growing your own food appeals to the sort of basicness of what we are and where we come from. To grow your own food and eat it is deeply satisfying to me anyway.
Tell me about some of the things you've grown and some of the things you've eaten already this year.
Potatoes, peas, haven't touched the broad beans yet, raspberries, gooseberries, black currants. I made jam for Britain, and chutney.
It's got this sort of image of being a place for old mannies in flat caps, you know, who keep pigeons at home. Who has allotments nowadays?
There's a lot of that kind of person on these allotments, but they're great because they know so much and they're willing to share their knowledge. But there are younger people here.
Jason Owen, you're from the Macaulay Land Use Research Institute. You're known as Dr. Dirt.
Yes, to my friends, yes. And I'm responsible for doing soils analysis at the Institute.
Okay, this is National Allotments Week, and Noreen's here. We're in her allotment. She's quite interested. I think she's got a few questions to ask you.
Basically, every year I put dung on my allotment, and when I plant, I use a proprietary fertiliser. I know nothing about my soil, actually. I'd really be interested to hear what you could tell me.
The dung and any other organic manure is fantastic. You can't really go wrong adding an organic amendment to a soil. The organic material is literally food and fuel source, and within the soil there's a huge ecosystem designed primarily to break down organic manure and utilise it within the soil.
Can you add too much organic matter? I mean, does it suit all types of vegetables?
I suspect theoretically it would be possible. In practice, especially if you're hand digging, I suspect you'd be having to really try hard to add too much. You can add organic material either by digging it, or naturally a lot of people add a mulch. It insulates the soil, which is quite nice in the springtime as it helps it warm up and gets the microbial biomass moving. It also protects the soil in downpours of rain, and earthworms will actually come up to the surface, some species, take in the organic matter and then draw them back down. So you end up with these beautiful vertical drainage channels, which is also very important when you're looking at rainfall.
What would you use to mulch?
Plant cuttings or grass cuttings from a lawn, for example, if you've got that sort of thing. Compost, if you're doing composting on your allotment.
Can you over-fertilise? Because I do use a proprietary fertiliser.
You can add too much fertiliser. You would have to add a lot. So if you follow manufacturer's guidelines, you should be fairly safe.
Okay, Noreen, talk us through what we've got here. Just give us a wee walk round and take us round and show us what you've got.
Okay, well, my tatty patch, Red Dukes, Anya and King Edwards. But I can't eat them fast enough, that's my main problem.
And you've got hundreds of onions lying out here. It looks absolutely fantastic.
I love onions. They're easy to grow. There's always a use for them. You can't have too many onions.
Do you rotate around your allotment different time, different years?
I do, Jason, yes, but not in a kind of scientific way. I basically don't grow the same crop in the same area twice.
Yeah, certainly, but by rotating, you can avoid the build-up of pests and soil organisms that can cause a problem by literally moving them from one place to the next. If you want to sort of get a rough and ready feel for your soil type, rub it between your fingers, and as we are feeling here, if you can feel the grit and you've got little small stones and such like, you know, you've got a little bit of mineral matter in there, which is fantastic. This is actually very good, to be honest with you. This has definitely sort of come under the loam category, which is excellent. Yes, if you've got a clay soil, it'll form a sort of a ball, and you can actually, if it's clay, you can, once it's wet, sometimes fine, you know, you have to spit on your hand to do it, but I'll refrain from that. You can't do it with this soil, you see. Now, if it was clayey, what would happen is it would form a ball, and then you could roll it out into a little sausage. If it was silty, with a bit of silt in it, it almost sort of feels soapy under your fingers. You still can't feel any grit, but it has a very soapy texture. With this one, you can feel the grit. You can't roll it into a ball. Yeah. So this is excellent. One of the other areas which sometimes worth looking into is the acidity of the soil. Certainly, which is literally just acid or alkali or neutral. So generally speaking, within Scotland, our soils tend towards the acid side. That suits some plants. for example, your potatoes will love it.
Mm.
But other plants, for example, brassicas, prefer more neutral soil. Fortunately, it's very easy to adjust. It can be adjusted from acid towards neutrality by applying ground limestone.
Should I be testing for pH then?
Yes, there's a variety of ways you can do that. You can get small kits out of the garden centres. The other thing that you can do is you can take a soil sample and have it professionally tested at a laboratory. You don't have to do it all of the time. It tends to change slowly over the course of some years.
You've seen around Noreen's garden. What's your prescription?
To be honest with you, I think it's doing very well. I've seen the onions and the beans, and I'm very impressed. But what I'll probably do before I leave, I'll just take a quick soil sample, and I'll run a pH just to see if it requires any lime, or see what its acidity is.